glory. We heard that a lot tonight, didn't we? Glory. In the midst of the Stations of the Cross, and there are different versions out there with some extra stations or other stations or alternative names, but you might have noticed and recognized some of the language of them. Some of it from the prophets, some of it from the Psalms, some of it from the Gospels. There was even a section just recently from Ruth. The story of salvation that we see culminated in the glory of the cross. And again, I'm struck by the word glory. For we're in the midst of March Madness. We had not too long ago a Super Bowl. We have a Major League Baseball season that just started. We're in the middle of the beginning, again, of a political season. Glory. It doesn't seem to make sense in the light of all of those things, does it? It definitely doesn't seem to be the kind of glory any of them seek. And yet we claim to follow Him. And here we are 2,000 years later. And if Jesus was a contemporary of us now, would in 2,000 years people who follow Jesus wear little electric chair symbols or lethal injection tables or needles? For that's what this was. One thing we tend to think is that for some strange reason, God sent Jesus and God killed Jesus. No! We killed Jesus. A toxic brew of political power and religious power and fear took the one who was silenced before his shearers and murdered him. Through a political and legal process. The iniquities of us all was placed right there. The one that was greeted with Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, with people waving palm fronds that are now getting awful dry. Obviously, their memories went faster than the moisture in the palm fronds. So much for blessing is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. It's an odd kind of blessing to yell, "Crucify him." It's an odd kind of blessing if you didn't say that, to just stand there and let it be said. And so, as followers of Jesus Christ, if we truly glory in the cross, if we truly seek to take up a cross and follow, if we truly seek to follow this one we call Lord and Savior, the question I have to ask us now is, who do we say Hosanna to, and who do we crucify now? And who do we crucify not only by our action and our intentions, but by our silence and our inaction? who are we willing to put on the cross? Because we either think they deserve it, or their situation doesn't deserve our attention. And yet this one came, knowing full well what was going to happen, knowing full well that humans have this great ability for humanity to show inhumanity to humanity, still came. And still, even from the cross, would not curse or condemn us. Not even the people who were driving the nails into him, or the kangaroo court that set him up, or Judas who betrayed him, or Peter who denied him, or any of the others who swore that they would never abandon him. He didn't. But does that leave us off the hook? For all the things that happened to him, the utter brutality of what he was put through, even before they took him out to Golgotha. He did it. He gave up heaven for earth. And then he went through all of this. This painting was recently donated to the church. It is a papyrus painting and a recreation of something that Pastor Harold used last night and Monday, Thursday, a painting of the Last Supper, just last night, when he gathered with his disciples and broke the bread and took out the cup. And if you ever wonder what the glory of God is about, if you ever wonder why in God's name Jesus would do this and not resort to power to prevent it, why Jesus would go to the cross and not curse the people who put him there, why Jesus would take it and take it all and give his all on the cross, remember the Last Supper. It was for you. Amen.